KB 4 CBA Mobile.
KB 4 CBA, KB 4 WWC.
Clara, we meet again on 2 meters. How you doing?
Okay. Where I am right now, I'm about 10 to 11 minutes away from your location, but I won't head there until it's time.
Step with the doctor, and I'm going to pick up some supper at Texas Roadhouse, and then I'm going to head to the house. My last transmission.
I'm sorry, I'm typing a message on QRZ to another station. What was your last? I know you said you was going to get supper, but I phased out. I was typing. My apologies.
I was saying I'm leaving the doctor and headed to Texas Roadhouse to pick up some supper and to take home, carry out.
See that time. All right, well, I'll be over there hopefully about 6 o'clock. I'm going to drop by my grandpa's house because he's only about 10 minutes away from you. And I'm going to see what I can't do about cleaning out the car a little bit. And maybe I'll start heading that way.
Well, I'm just headed down 385 northbound. I'm getting off at Edwards Road, and or I guess it's Edwards Road here, and I think it changes to Edwards Road when you cross the old what is it, the old East North Street, the old Spartanburg Highway.
Roger that. My grandpa's house is off 291.
It's where now?
291 in Greenville, Pleasant Dirt Drive. Hey, I'll be right back. I got a helmet in my car.
TFW Mobile.
2.
Yep, headed to the house. And then I got a cousin that came down for a few days from New Jersey and that. And so took tomorrow off, gonna do some things with them.
Oh, I bet you just hate missing work tomorrow, don't you?
Yeah, kind of, because I'm going to pay for it on Monday, right?
I guess it depends on what kind of work you do. if it's like my wife's job, you know, nobody did her job when she was gone, so the paperwork just piled up on her desk. You know, she was gone a week, then she had a week's worth of stack of papers to go through, and I can't even imagine what that would look like. But of course, she's not working anymore, and I then forgot what work looks like.
Exactly the same. It's everything there that they'll still be waiting on me when I get back.
The way it was when I was working on cars, you know, never really, just, they say, you know, don't take the job home with you, but I knew what was, you know, the problem that was awaiting me or waiting for me when I got there the next morning, so I wasn't real thrilled about going back in and having to face it.
What about that? Hey, did you ever get your thing mailed off to get your 13 colony certificate?
Even me, I missed one of the colonies. I did one of them twice. I just counted 13, and I didn't realize. I think I can't remember who Kate. What is it? K2G or K2C? I think it was K2C. I had two of those. And for some reason, and I didn't have K2I, so, and it was already just when they, the last day they did it. So, I'll just have to try again next year.
There's always next time, right? I think that's the first one I've ever completed.
Yeah, you know, I was all excited about it, I started filling out the paperwork, and then I realized that I didn't have eye on it. Where is it? Yeah. And so I actually have two logs. I have QRZ and I have the N3JFP, and so it went on either one of them. I did a search, and, you know, it went on either one of them, and I said, well, dadgum. And I think it's New Jersey, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong about that. But anyway, whatever it is, I didn't get it. So I just wadded the sheet of paper up and threw it in the trash.
Be on that one. Hopefully it'll be better next year.
This is, I got my choke oscillator in from Fallon Designs, and I was able to get it installed yesterday, and it's working good. So my antenna is working better, and yeah, kind of back to where it should be. So I'm happy about that. I made a ton of contacts on FG4 and I can't remember, 20 meters. Yeah, 20 meters. And then I switched to FT8, made a few contacts on the FT8, and they were all over in Europe. And I think it was doing a good job.
You know, your antenna and everything is working good and getting out, right?
Take it into the 80 meter sideband net on 3915. And but Steve Savin was calling the net, and he lives here in Greenville, so I didn't ask him for a signal report, but I guess I could have, but I figured we're not that many miles, probably 8 miles from each other, but I can talk to people locally. Because of my Carolina Wyndham, has a vertical part, the section that radiates, you know, omnidirectional. So I can talk to people locally on HF as well as, you know, thousands of miles away. So it's really neat.
SW. Yeah, I know. When I had my my wire up, man, I struggled to check into the net when the controller was in Greenville. I just barely could hear him. I haven't tried it with the new antenna when they're in Greenville.
Remember when Steve first got on the air, CAN4VWA, he had a vertical antenna, and it wouldn't. He couldn't talk to anybody that was 300 miles or closer to him. You had to be at least 300 miles away. And so he couldn't talk to me or anybody around him. And he didn't like that too much. But it's a neat antenna. I've been tickled to death with it, and I've had some problems with the antenna. Didn't really create the problems. It was the people on the ground that created the problems for me.
With my old antenna, man, I struggled to catch anybody in Georgia unless they were way down in southern Georgia. And then, but in northern Georgia, man, I struggled. But I got a couple the other day on my new antenna, so I thought that was pretty decent.
Say this one's
at
the DZ
back on
frequency.
Sure, we'll jump in there and say something.
The QRM.
We don't even talk about that on the air, so we just ignore it. The best thing you can do is ignore it.
Pretend you're on HF, right? Just work through it.
No, I got it.
the TFW, Steve struggles, I mean, sorry, David. David struggles to remember my name.
Roger that.
Yes.
Justin, I'm depressed.
Why are you depressed?
It's called, chemical imbalance.
Imbalance, huh? Oh, Lordy.
Yeah, my dad always says, you know, it's all in your head, and,
kids over there, kids.
He's one of those, right? But anyway. I didn't have anything important to say. So I won't even repeat it. It's not worth repeating. I told Chandler this, but I've been to the doctor and I'm headed to Texas Roadhouse, and I'm gonna get a to-go order, and so I'm gonna have me a steak and big ribeye steak and a sweet potato, or actually two sweet potatoes for supper tonight. I'm looking forward to it. I'm a fixin' to pull in the parking lot. It's a good southern term or phrase that we use.
Getting ready to get my party here at the house. I'm almost there, and we're gonna go over to Stacks. That's where my wife works at, so we're gonna go over there for dinner. Over there off of Orchard Park.
It's at Stacks Omega.
Yep, roger that. 30 something years.
Probably waited on us before, because we used to go there a bunch, and we still do go, occasionally, so, you know, two, three, four, five times a year, I guess, but we used to go over there a whole lot more than we do now. I don't know what changed, but anyway. But the food's always good. Dang, they got a huge selection of food. I mean, their menu is just endless. If you're an indecisive person, you definitely don't want to look at their menu, because you'll never be able to figure out what you want.
Yeah, her name's Susan, and I'm sure she's probably waited on you. And that she managed for a while, and now she cashiers up in the front.
Actually, her name's not Susan, her name is Jennifer, and she's my mama.
I miss that. You said Susan, I missed the last part, Chandler.
And her name's not Susan, her name's Jennifer, and she's my mama. Very indecisive.
Her name is Susan, and she works at Stack.
About a minute here. All right, so anyway, now I don't know what parking place I'm in. I backed in, forgot to look at it. I think I'm in two. Let me look here. Oh, Lord.
Hey guys, I'm pulling in the subdivision now. So you guys have a good one. I'll catch up with you guys later. David, Chandler, you guys have a good evening. KN4 TFW.
Dave, I'll go after you.
All right, Ken. Well, you have a good evening, and glad you got home safe and one piece. And I'll talk to you later. I'll be thinking about you when I'm biting into that big juicy ribeye here in just a few minutes.
My wife, you have to say that. Well, second truth to you, sir, I hope you have a blessed and fantastic rest of your day, and I hope to talk to you again on soon and then later down the road. KO4WWZ 73.
Chandler, you have a good evening, and always good to talk with you, KO4WWZ, KB4CBA, mobile.
I wasn't saying the truth to you, I was saying it to TFW, But I will see you here in a little bit. I'm at my pop house now. I'm trying to crash out the car.
WWZ, this is KY4AO. Are you there, Chandler?
Well, yeah, go ahead.
I thought you said you messaged a while ago that you had sent me a message on email through email, but I never got anything. And I was just going to let you know that I sent you a message on QRZ with my email on there, and you can either talk to me on there or email. And so...
Roger that. I received your message on QRZ. I think you said hi, and I replied back that, yeah, give me a few minutes to pick all this trash up, and then I'll try and start a conversation. I don't know how that works, but I'll try it.
Please hurry. I'm just out grilling some hamburgers, and I'm going to do that and eat. I'll be looking for you to message me. We'll catch you later. This is KY4AO. I'll be clear.